Well, hello, Panther fans, and welcome into another edition of Lufkin Panther Playoff Football, live here from Lobo Stadium. It's our Cafe Del Rio pregame show, live from Longview. I'm Gary Ivins Jr. Jeff Todd is on the sideline, and we have got a big bi-district ball game for you tonight. It'll be the 84th meeting between the Lufkin Panthers and the Longview Lobos. It'll also be the 11th time they've met in the postseason, Jeff. The last few have gone the way of the Lobos, and we're hoping our Panthers can turn that around tonight.
Hey, we're still playing football in December, right?
Yes, we are.
And that's the big news, but yeah, been a strange year. And obviously these two are very familiar with each other. Of course, the staffs are good. Staffs are both good friends with each other. And so it will be Lufkin and Longview, and that's all you got to say. And we thought we were going to avoid the Lobos this year, but here we are.
Yes, he will. Like we said, these two teams have met in the playoffs three times in the last 6 years. They've all gone to the Lobos, Jeff. Two of them have gone down to the last play of the ball game. One game did not, and we remember that up in up at Trinity Mother Francis, where Cordell Stewart got the game is tied, essentially. I think we were actually up 14-10. Cordell gets a concussion right before the halftime, unfortunately. He doesn't get to play. It turns into a blowout for the Lobos, but lo and behold, they have won three in a row in the postseason. And the last one I think we all remember was over at SFA in 2018 when Isaiah Phillips ran like a man-child against these Lobos, but it was a touchdown by Haynes King as a sophomore, propelled them to the state semifinals where they would lose that ball game. They would win the state championship the next year, but that was the latest matchup between these two teams in the postseason. When we are live here again, Jeff, it rained and poured, came in sideways all the way up here, but boy, we got here and it's like the clouds parted because it has not rained a drop since we made it. We got a controlled number 7. Cameron yep. Meredith is going to be one of the best running backs we're ever going to see, Jeff. If he hits a rushing touchdown tonight, he will become the all-time leading rusher for touchdowns in Lobo history. And let me just tell you, that's a who's who's list if you're the top running back ever in Longview Lobo Nation.
They've had a bunch of them, been going back into the early days. And as you said, Fred Talley, and I remember him playing. Remember Vondrell McGee. And there's been a bunch of good ones come out of there running that sweep. That sweet right and left. Obviously, their offense has been a little different the last couple of years when Haynes King's at control, but that's something to be the all-time touchdown leader, chance to have that record here at Longview. It looks like, Longview has won the toss, and they have deferred to the second half. So the Panthers will be receiving the ball to start this game.
Welcome in, Panther fans. It is playoff football live here on 103.7. Your Lufkin Coca-Cola kickoff is underway from Lobo Stadium. A high end over ender, Diaz. That's going to be Julian filling at the 5-yard line. Right off the gut, baby, and he's tripped up at the 35-yard line. Good starting position here for the Panthers on the special teams carry. But Riley Self, it is his first start at center tonight for the Panthers. Pressure coming from Jordan's left side. He's in the gun. High snap. Jordan gets it. He's going to be sacked. We just talked about it, and he snapped it right over Jordan's head, and Jordan's going to be sacked back at the 27-yard line. Medina with a great kick. Fair catch is going to be called. Oh, he touched it. It's on the turf, but somehow that is going to be Davis running it down. He's all the way back down to the 10-yard line. Great coverage there, Jeff, and that is a break for the Lobos that they didn't lose that one. So first down and 10 on the initial drive for the Lobos. Split backfield. Allen wants to throw. Looking, going wide left, and there is wide open. That's Hale. Gets by Taylor on the far side. Cuts it to the middle. Still dancing inside the 5. Touchdown. Hale all the way from 37 yards out. We can't touch him. And the sophomore has got another touchdown on this season, and they strike first with a 37-yard touchdown strike here in the first quarter.
Yeah, he broke a number of tackles there across the middle there. The defender actually slipped there on the cut and at the 20-yard line, and then broke about two or three tackles there, made some Panthers miss as he goes into the end zone.
Yes, he does. Bad start here for the Panthers. They've got a great extra point kicker. Oh, but the snap is bobbled. He's going to try to run. Now throw it to the end zone. It's intercepted. The A-Belts Pharmacy extra point is not going to count. The snap, well, I don't know if it was a good one or a bad one, Jeff, but the holder just dropped it.
I think the holder just dropped it, yeah.
So the score will be 6-0. We will take a quick break. Lufkin down here early in Lobo Land, 6-0 on 103.7. And he will be brought down shy of the 30-yard line at about the 28-yard line where the Panthers will take over. We picked up 8 yards on first down, but it was the high snap on second down that put us at third and 15, and eventually we had to punt. Jordan wants to throw again, looking right, wide open, and oh, my God, he dropped it. A.J. Montgomery's not going to go to the house, Jeff, but he's going to pick up 20 or 25 yards. Jordan hit him right on the three, and he dropped it. It's fourth down.
But we've got a flag down here at the quarterback. We're going to have a roughing the passer.
All right. A Whataburger penalty flag, roughing the passer, and it is going to be a huge first down for Lufkin. Fourth and 10. Now Jordan scoots back like he might punt. Good snap, and Jordan will do the pooch punt. He shanked it. And it's fair call down. No, he didn't call a fair catch down the right sideline. This is going to be a terrible play for Lufkin. As Jordan shanked it, the cornerback just took it, went right down the sideline, and we're going to lose about 30 yards of field position on the play.
Yeah, no one covered him there as he was aware and caught it. We'd be better off going for it at this point.
A couple of errant passes and a bad snap have stopped both tries for Lufkin. The Lobos have not been stopped yet. One touchdown, and in the game, Medford red zone again. First and 10 at the 14. Handoff goes to the big tailback fullback, and that is going to be Haynes, the junior. As you can hear with the horn and the howling of the Wolves, another untouched touchdown, for the Lobos, and it is 12-0.
And Meredith hadn't gotten that record yet. Either touchdown have been to him. They will. Now, they did miss the extra point in their last touchdown as they bring the kicking team out again.
This time he does get the snap down. If the snap gets down, he's going to make it. Abel's Pharmacy extra point is good. And we are still 2:33 to go here in the Texan Credit first quarter. It's all Lobos at the moment, 13-0. Panthers about to come back on the offensive here on 103.7. And in the Lobos, low line driving kick. Diaz is going to field this one. Nope, he's going to let this one go through the end zone, and it will be a touchback. Second down and 6, and they're going to Montgomery. Montgomery got by his man, but it's overthrown and intercepted. I don't know if it was overthrown or not. I think that might be more on A.J. I think he stopped his route.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if he was overthrown or, underthrown. Jordan threw it inside. A.J. broke to the outside. Cameron Thomas with the pick for the Lobos.
Right into his hands, and that is going to be the 8th interception of the season. They will get the sack back at the 35-yard line, so it's 4th down and about 18.
Bryce Owens is over here on the sideline trying to run. They're checking him out. He's obviously got a noticeable limp, but he's going to try to go if he can.
Bad snap! It's over the head! The snap, the punter's going at it! It's at the 5! He kicks it! I don't know what the heck that was! Lufkin touches the ball. We've got it at the 25-yard line.
What are we doing touching the ball?
I don't know. That was a mess. That'll do it for the Texan Credit first quarter. Thank you for tuning us in. We're brought to you by JM Chevrolet. We'll have that first quarter scoreboard coming up for you in a second. Panthers down 13-0, but threatening here when we come back. Second quarter action on 103.7. Cameron and Flack ran the exact same route, Jeff. The problem is Jordan threw it to the back pylon and nobody was there, and we send on the field goal unit. And even if he happens to make this, Jeff, this is a huge win for the Lobos.
Yeah, it is. As Lufkin was set up in great field position after that bad snap on the punt. But no matter what, you got to have these 3 points.
It'll bring on Canoes, 8 of 8 of extra points last week. He made 3 field goals at Caney Creek, including our season-long of 40. This will be placed at the 16-yard line, 26-yard kick. The snap is a good one, and the kick is in there. He hooked it right inside that left upright, and the Panthers are on the board. But like I said, with the field position, that is a huge win for the Lobos. 13-3, early second quarter right here on 103.7. Well, the last one, they snapped it over the punter's head. Their punter, obviously, is number 97. That is Powell. He is standing at the 19-yard line. Lufkin with the Diaz twin. There's a low snap. This time it's on the ground. He gets it off. It is a shankopotamus. Again, get away from the ball. It takes a huge Lufkin bounce. It's still rolling. Panthers will get it on the Lobo side of the field. Down 10 when we come back on 103.7. Gosh, he gets inside the 10 easy if he just stays on his feet, but he falls down. Huge play here. 4th down and 2. Inside the game, Medford red zone for the Panthers. Jordan in the gun. 2 receivers either side. Ball on the left hash. Jordan throws it. Tipped high. Intercepted in the end zone. Boy,
Yeah, he was going looking the short slot man there on the slant, and it gets tipped, and it goes all the way end zone, and Longview intercepts it, and they'll have the ball at the 25-yard line.
Puts us minus 8 in the turnover category for the season after that second interception. Fake handoff. Here they come the other way. Late option pitch goes to Meredith. Down the right side, he's finally forced out of bounds by Diaz, but that's going to be a big gain by the combination of Allen and Meredith on the option play, and it'll be a first down for the Lobos just shy of midfield. You just know this is going to be in the overall scheme of this 2020 COVID season. This 2 minutes right here is going to be paramount for both clubs. Second down and goal from the 5. Allen, once again, handoff to Meredith. Going right side. Breaks the tackle, runs over Taylor, and is into the end zone. Boy, Taylor was right there, but you have got to brace your legs and take him down at those knees. And he went up top, and, man, Meredith ran right over him. And we have a new touchdown leader in Lobo country. And his name is Caden Meredith.
Yeah, he just ran over Diaz there at the goal line, too, to get in there.
Is that Diaz? I said Taylor, but excuse me. It was Julian Diaz that had him at the 3 and could not get underneath him. And it is now 19-3 Lobos. On for the extra point. Abel's Pharmacy extra point is good by Anofri. And it is 20-3, 1:40 to go in the first half. We're brought to you by Bartlett Baggett and Shands Insurance. AC back right after this. It's going to go through the end zone where A.J. Montgomery can't haul it in, and the Panthers will take over at their 25 now.
Longview with 1:04 left and all 3 timeouts is going to get the ball back in this first half.
Yes, they are. Again, rain starting to fall here. It's not coming down hard, but definitely is coming down. 41 seconds to go in the first half. Allen under center, eye backfield, hand off to Meredith. Gets a head of steam, and Caden Maxey holding on for dear life will bring him down at the 8-yard line, but he is walking off under his own power. Now it's going to be third down and goal to go out of timeouts.
Yeah, only 11 seconds left to go.
If they run the ball right here, Jeff, on third down and goal to go at the 1, Coach King is telling us he's got no respect, because if they don't get it, they will not get a point on this drive. So let's see what they elect to do. I see the quarterback, Allen, coming off of here, I think.
No,
that's number 2, not number 12. I apologize. The offense is still on the field.
I see Meredith there in the huddle.
So it is third down goal to go at the 1. Lobos out of timeouts. It's 20-3 already, and they are going to go for it. No timeouts remaining. Meredith will be the deep back in the eye. Haynes is the up back. Under center is Allen. They're going to hand it off to Meredith. Left side, and he is hit hard at the line, but he falls forward. And as you can tell, it is a touchdown. Christian Diaz hit him at the 1, and he fell sideways into the end zone. That is just, here's what we're doing, boys. Stomp us if you can. He did not think we could, and we did not. It is 26-3. As they score 13 pending extra point here in the final minute 45 of the final 2 minutes of this second quarter. On a free in for the A-Belts Pharmacy extra point, and it is good, and it is 27-3. And the Lobos, did they not have enough people to run the flags out to spell Lobos, Jeff, or just the Bows? And that'll do it for a first half here from Lobo Stadium that was nip and tuck to the final 3 minutes. But the Lobos have put some spacing, and we're going to need something very special in the second half if the Panthers can get back in it. It is 23-7 Lobos at the half. And there's our third quarter. Lucky Coca-Cola kickoff, high pooch kick. Fair catch called on the far side at the 34-yard line. So a good job there by Cano. Panther band gearing it up there, knowing it. Time is of the essence here. Playoff football, 1 half to keep it alive. Third down and 8. Got to have a stop here if you're a Panther fan like we are. Meredith in action. It's going to be a quarterback keeper the other way, and it's a fumble. Ball's on the turf. Stay in bounds. It's picked up. Nope. Gosh, we dropped it. Panthers had a chance to scoop and score, and we kick it out of bounds. They're going to get it. It's all the way back at the 18, Jeff, but that is the break we needed. Nick Moore tried to pick it up, and when he did, he kind of kicked it, then tried to fall on it and fumbled out of bounds with it, so they will punt. Oh, and he snaps it over his head. It's going to go into the end zone. It will be a safety. They are doing all they can to let us stay in it, Jeff, and that is the third straight bad snap from the punter to the punter. Goes over his head, and boy, it is now 27-5, and they will get a free kick, and Lufkin should have good field position. And we'll get a bonus Lufkin Coca-Cola kickoff here early in the third quarter. And he kicks it a mile. Diaz will field it back at the 12-yard line and try to get to the wedge in the middle. Stutter steps and will get out past the 30. You would have thought we'd have got a little bit better field position than that, Jeff. But it'll still be Panther ball here as the defense did what they needed to do. Quarter action. Lufkin gets the early safety. Jordan wants to throw. Pump fake. Got a man open on the left sideline. And my God, we dropped another wide open pass. And that could have been a touchdown, Jeff.
Yep, that was A.J. Montgomery. Jordan threw a great pass and hit A.J. right in stride. And that's another big drop pass, the third one of the night for A.J.
And the Panthers will punt. And another opportunity wasted for the Panthers. Three bad snaps in the punting department for Lobos, but we're only able to net 3 points offensively in the safety. Second down, 7. Another handoff to Meredith. Oh, goodness, he makes a couple of Panthers miss, and when you do that, the next thing you know, he is into the secondary, and he'll be finally brought down to the 24-yard line. Flores and Moore, first down for the Lobos. Meredith, dot in the eye, the back. Fullback is Haynes. It'll be Meredith. Handoff right side. Cuts it out left. He's got big yardage. Stiff arm on Credit. Credit will hold on to some jersey. He'll pull him down out of bounds, but it is going to be a first down, Flores and Moore style for the Lobos. Meredith down to the 11. Meredith dots the I once again. Takes the handoff left side into the second wave, and he is untouched into the end zone. Cameron Meredith, the senior, for the third time tonight. Into the end zone, and it is Lobo time now, 33-5. That will be his 56th rushing touchdown, 59th Lobo touchdown of his career. And they will come in for the Abel's Pharmacy extra point. Low snap, but he gets it down. The kick is up, and it is good. 34-5. Lufkin down here with 4:11 to go in this third quarter. As always, brought to you by Ralph and Kay Coos. We'll take a quick break. Back with Panther football right here on 103.7. Jeff Cook offensively on the offensive line. Flack in motion right to left. Trips now to that side. Third down and 3. Jordan in trouble. Steps up in the pocket. And he is going to be slammed to the turf as the Panther offensive line is not being able. Of course, they're able to pin their ears back because they know the pass is coming on. And Jordan gets up slowly there, Jeff, as Coach Tonquick sends out the punt unit. Another first down for Haynes, as I believe they're saving Meredith for Lancaster next week. He has not played since scoring his third touchdown of the night. And that's going to do it for the third quarter here in Lobo land. Panthers in trouble, 34-5, and the Lobos are in the red zone once again. When we come back, we're headed to the fourth quarter, brought to you by S&W Collision. We'll be back with Panther football right after this on 103.7. I was looking at this Wednesday, Jeff, getting all the stats together, you know, and you don't realize it throughout the season. And this season obviously has been very different than most seasons, but you don't realize the seniors that you have here. And as I started looking through it, this is a really senior-laden team.
Yes, it is. I was looking at the roster the other day.
Hand off inside again, and that is going to be Haynes. From 5 yards out, it is another rushing touchdown right up the middle for the Lobos. And the party time here on Lobo side is on. 40-5 now as we are early stages of the fourth quarter. The Abel's Pharmacy extra point. Snap is good and the kick is good. Oh, that great horn. 41-5, all Lobos tonight. We'll take a break. Back with more Panther football on 103.7. High snap. Jordan goes up and gets it, throwing the lob route down the left sideline, and it is intercepted. Double coverage. He threw it right into Kelton. I don't know what else Kelton could have done.
Yeah, Kelton went up to try to knock it down, and he got tipped up, and the safety coming over the top was able to get the tip pass going down to the ground and get the interception.
Third turnover tonight, third interception of the night for Jordan Moore. That'll make it 10 on the season. And the Lobos get it back. 8:28 to go. It's all Lobos tonight. We'll take a quick break. Back with Lufkin football here on 103.7. The Panthers' 2020 season is going to come to an end tonight. 41-5. And the Panthers will finish off the season at 6-5 here for 2020. The teams will meet at midfield. I don't believe they're going to shake hands with all the COVID explosion as of late. But nobody respects each other more.
No, they are.
They are going to shake hands here at the 50. These two teams are just very similar, Jeff. They're a bunch of kids that know each other. Respect is mutual on both sides. But tonight there is a little doubt who the better team is. And it was the Lobos for a bunch of different reasons. But the Longview Lobos are going to end our Panther season tonight here in Lobo Stadium, 41-5. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with our Woodland Heights Medical Center postgame show. That is coming up next right here on 103.7.
As we got Coach Quick here, Coach, you know, a season that had a lot of adversity in it, and I saw you get to have all the seniors stand up there with the team, and a senior class has had to go through and overcome a whole lot this season to get a football season in.
Absolutely. I'm proud of those guys. You know, there's a lot of teams that didn't finish the year. They didn't get it done, and our kids did. It's a tough thing for those seniors, but they're warriors. They fought their tail off all year, and I couldn't be more proud of them.
Well, Coach, back to the ball game. Had some opportunities there. We talked about it at halftime. Had one there, and just offensively, never got anything going. Just never gelled.
No, you gotta. When they're giving us something, and we have to be more efficient in what we're doing. We got to make plays when your name is called. Proud of the kids, though. They competed. They competed to the very end, and I'm proud of these kids.
Okay, so no doubt about it. And you had a lot of young guys playing this year, looking ahead to the future. I mean, I hate to start talking about next year already, but. You had a lot of sophomores, a lot of underclassmen get a lot of valuable playing time and a lot of minutes this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got to start from this at this point of where we're at right now and move forward. You can't go backwards. And we got good kids, we got good young kids. They got lots of reps, and we have to start from today and move forward.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate your time, and know this is always tough to look at these seniors in the eye. That, you know. It, seems like they show up and they got 4 years with you, but it goes by in the blink of an eye. And these guys just played their last football game, so go be with those kids and comfort them. And we will talk to you soon.
I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Coach. As always, and we appreciate all the time that Coach Quick gives us and all the information and access to the program with these Lufkin Panthers.
No doubt about it. That is our post-game interview brought to you by Texan Credit. We'll take our final break of 2020 football season and be back to wrap it up next. It's our post-game show brought to you by Woodland Heights Medical Center right here on 103.7.